And it's debate. On the show today, we have Theo from Herds. Theo, how you doing?
Hello, fantastic, thank you.
Great. So now, can I say, I love the new single, Lights.
Thank you.
Great song. I was watching the video for that and kind of, it pretty much sums up an emotional sort of night out, really. And it's kind of like a disco track, isn't it? With a hint of a sinister tone. Can you tell us what the song's about?
Yeah, I think the video skews it in a sort of slightly darker way.
Right, you okay,
know?
Yeah.
I think it's just about, it's a simple, it's like a bit of an end of the night song, you know? You know that moment where you're at the end of the night, there's not many people around.
And you're drunk and you're messy.
Yeah, and you're just sort of like feeling a bit half sorry for yourself.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Sort of, but you got a smile on your face, you know?
Yeah.
It's about that.
Okay.
Not that I can relate.
No, not at all. Well, you'd never go out, would you? You see?
No.
You're always in working.
I always leave before the end of the night.
Now, your third album, Surrender's, coming out. I've heard this is quite a different feel. It's a bit more kind of less introspective, a bit more uplifting.
I guess that is it, you know. We decided to make an album that was more, yeah, that had more energy in it and a bit more, was a bit lighter, you know. The last album was dark and the last album sort of was quite an intense listen. And I think when we'd done that, we sort of sealed that off and decided to sort of do a bit of a 180. And it was very liberating.
Maybe it was kind of like therapy in a way. So you got the dark stuff out on record too, and then like, right, yeah, that's all gone. I'm in good mood now.
Yeah, maybe. I think the thing is with it is it, like everybody, you know, there's two different sides to who we are. And I think when you make music, you sort of follow different paths. And I think that we've brushed upon parts of this album a little bit in the past. And I think it's just nice to be able to show both sides of yourself, I think. Because it gives a bit more weight to each side.
Yeah, of course. A more rounded sound, a more rounded person and people. Yeah. Was it a more fun album to make then, would you say?
Oh, it was the most fun album we've made.
Really?
I think the first album is quite of a wild process in itself. And then the second album we made was particularly sort of... it was tough in as much as it was kind of... not creatively, but it was just a tough process, you know. I think we sort of put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and I think when we made this one, we decided to see what would happen if we just enjoyed ourselves and sort of had a laugh and travelled a lot and let the music come naturally. And
I see
that was very, and it was fun, you know. We just, and I think that come across in the music. That was the only way we'd get that side of the music out, you know, is by just being very free.
And are you pleased with it?
Yeah, so pleased with it.
Yeah.
A lot of it was written, well, it was all written in 2014, and we sort of finished it off at the beginning of this year. So it's interesting now it coming out in 2 weeks' time or whatever it is, and then, because we've lived with the songs for a long time.
So it's already quite old to you. You're like, oh, this was so last year. But we've moved on.
I think the key with an album, though, is if you still like them. And I still enjoy listening to them, which is fortunate.
And you did this one in Montreux, Ibiza, LA, New York. Slightly better weather than Didsbury or Salford.
It is. Like, that was just... We made two albums in Rusholme.
Really. Right.
And various parts of Manchester. But, and it was just, that was because we, obviously that's where we were from and all this sort of stuff. But we wondered what would happen if we just went somewhere else and went to somewhere with big blue skies as opposed to sort of intermittent rain, you know. And it was weird, but it was very interesting as a process. And now we know how both sides work, and I think that is key. Noting though, we went to Ibiza, but we didn't do much work.
We were planning on
going, you know, like, and that was the big plan, and then you get distracted in places.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's all in there for later on, isn't it? Now, you two, right, always so immaculately groomed. Everything's coiffured to within an inch of its life. How often do you get your hair cut? That was a stupid question, but
I get my hair cut. It's like every 2 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
I remember my granddad told me that when I was young. He said he used to get his hair cut every 2 weeks. He was like, Theo, I'll always get your hair cut every 2 weeks. And I was like, what if it doesn't need it cut, granddad? He went, it always needs it cut after 2 weeks. And he's like, that's why you can't tell that I've had my hair cut ever.
Right.
And
so no one ever says, oh, you got your hair cut.
No, because it's always in this state of Just a little trim every now and again. Yeah. It's also fun getting your hair cut.
It is fun.
It's quite like a, it's quite a fun ritual, you know, walking out the hairdressers, scratching your neck for an hour afterwards.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And they never quite do it right, do they? You never quite style it exactly the way you want it. It was like titivate it a little bit.
Yeah, they should have mirrors outside all hairdressers, you know, just yeah. so you can give it a little bit of a spice up on the way out.
Totally, totally.